Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support Riverfest Memorial Day weekend in Farmington, featuring music, food, crafts, a car show, a recycled fashion show, and races with wiener dogs and ducks. Find out more on Facebook at Riverfest New Mexico or online at riverfestnewmexico.com. Riverfest, a jolt-worthy event, May 26th, 27th, and 28th. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Ron Price, who is here with me to talk a little bit about life in the sandbox. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Micklin.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm not used to being called mister.
No?
Unless I'm in trouble.
You respond more to, hey, you?
Hey, you, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what?
Hey. You looking at me?
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you.
This week we are talking about, let's see, I wrote it down, conflict styles.
Yes.
Or scales.
Yes.
Or scales.
Yes.
Okay.
Last century sometime, I meant to look it up, but Google it. You can look it up.
All right.
Thomas Kilman. I don't mean you. I mean our listening and viewing audience.
Okay.
Thomas Kilman instrument. It was, again, I know it was last century. In fact, it was last millennium that they came up with this instrument that I had to pull up because I haven't got it memorized.
Okay.
But it talks about five styles of handling conflict based on two different dimensions. One is assertiveness. And by assertiveness, they mean from low to high, how much are you willing to stand up for your own rights, your own needs, your own values, and so forth. So assertiveness from very little to high. And then cooperativeness. Hmm. I think that's a word.
All right.
From no, I'm not going to cooperate at all to yeah, I'm going to cooperate as my way of doing life. So again, low to high. So when you put those together in the lower left, people who are low on assertiveness and low on cooperativeness,
all right,
are what they call avoiders.
Oh, sure.
And you know these people.
Sure. Scott.
You've been them at times, as I have.
Would rather do anything else. But
because I don't care about my own needs or interests, I'm low on that scale, and I don't care about meeting yours either, I'm low on that scale. Those are people who are going to avoid conflict.
I got it.
All right, which way you want to go, up or over? Your choice.
Sure. I'm avoiding the conflict.
No,
so
no,
you,
no. I mean for the next one. Oh, I see. I gotcha.
Uh-huh.
You want me to pick?
Right? Yes.
I got to put my glasses on.
I'm
Let's
avoiding.
Go up.
All
Let's
right.
go up.
All right.
High on assertiveness, still low on cooperativeness.
All right.
Those are people who are going to be...
Those are stubborn people.
They're competing people.
All right.
And stubborn, yes, because they're right. They're yeah. they're looking out for their own interests.
Yeah.
It's they have a win. You know, they're not opposed to win-win. I mean, that's fine, but no. Win is the key
okay.
ingredient right. for those folks who score high on assertiveness, low on cooperativeness.
Okay.
All right. Let's move to the right then. Let's go low, back low on assertiveness, high on cooperativeness. These are the accommodating folks. These are folks that say, you know, tell me what you want. I'll give it to you. Just as long as we can play nice in the sandbox and everybody get along. And I shouldn't have that tone in my voice. There are some people, Scott, who can genuinely
mm-hmm.
and sincerely accommodate. They're not that concerned about their own. They are here to serve. Mother Teresa comes to mind
sure.
as an example of an accommodator. So it's not all bad. It's certainly, I like them better than the competing people myself because they're high on cooperative. They're trying to get along with others. How are we doing for time?
Yeah.
We're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to the middle. Let's go to people that have somewhat of assertiveness quality to them and somewhat of, what's the word? Cooperativeness.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm glad we're not doing these. We can always go back and redo them.
Of course.
It's too late for
fix
that.
Fix it in post.
These are people who are compromisers. And compromiser, Scott, is a very interesting word. I ask people, is compromise a good thing or a bad thing? Real quick, what would your first answer to that be? Just curious.
I think it depends on the situation, right? I mean, I think I'm more willing to compromise in some things, but other things I'm probably pretty stubborn about.
Yeah, no, that's the right answer. I'm not surprised. And again, it depends on, are you compromising your values?
Right.
If you're compromising your values, and that goes back to the accommodator too, if they can genuinely accommodate the other person without having buyer's remorse or post-decision anxiety, you know, why did I give up that farm? I like that farm. Same with compromising. If you can give in, genuinely give in and say, you know what, it's more important to you, let's go ahead and do that. Do it your way. That's fine. But if it's going against your values and against what you really want to do, then no, it's not. And compromise is often a less than satisfactory outcome for both parties. Because,
right,
again, neither party's really getting what they want.
You just defined politics, but go ahead.
Hey, now. So let's go to the top one, which I knew, I just wanted to double check.
Right.
High assertiveness, high cooperativeness. These are collaborators.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And these are the people that we should all strive to be. Now, that's my personal opinion. You don't have to agree. It's your right to be wrong if you want to disagree with me. Kidding. But seriously, they're going to watch out for their own interests, but not at the expense of the other. They're also going to look out for the interests of the others. That's a true collaboration. Collaboration's gotten a negative tone in our society over the years, collaborating with the enemy and so forth. But collaborating with another person to resolve conflict, again, watching out for your own interests, because if you don't, who will?
Mm-hmm.
But also watching out for theirs. Those are the kind of people, that kind of person that I strive to be, and I encourage others, if you want to play nice in the sandbox, look to be a collaborator.
I like it. All
I
right.
Do too.
There you go. But I think these things can change with the situation.
Absolutely.
Right? So a person isn't just a one or the other all the time.
Right. And the relationship.
Right.
Yeah. That's a great point. It is going to change. But for the most part, I'd have a hard time arguing against collaboration as being the best.
That's a universal outcome. Fit.
It's a universal, right. But the others, yeah, there are times when you do need to compete or accommodate or compromise. Yeah, you're
got
right.
It.
Avoiding, I'd have a hard time voting for that one any
well,
time.
Well, I think
but maybe.
When that happens, it usually comes back around. It doesn't last very long.
Exactly.
Is my
exactly.
experience.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Thank you.
Ron Price, thank you. Good to see you. We'll see you next week.
I'll look forward to it, Scott.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. That's Ron Price. He's with me every Wednesday right here on KSJE Farmington.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.